From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Superior Court of Humboldt County accepting an agreement reached between the California Attorney General, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services. An inquiry had been launched in 2015 after concerns were raised by local tribes and other community partners regarding inefficiencies and barriers servicing the CWS emergency response function dealing with screening practices and cross-reporting between agencies. Among the conditions, development of an interagency protocol to make sure there's coordination of mental health and child welfare services. Also, implementation of both HCSO and CWS of prompt and efficient emergency response. And development of protocols for handling reports of abuse or neglect that fall outside the county's geographic jurisdiction. A man who fled from police on two separate occasions has been arrested by police in Arcata. In one situation, police had to call off a pursuit as the man drove into McKinleyville. A short time later, a California Highway Patrol officer located the vehicle on Highway 101, headed back towards Arcata. Again, that pursuit had to be terminated due to public safety concerns. During a follow-up investigation by Arcata police, the suspect identified as Fortuna resident 29-year-old Robert Jordan Lippert, who was on probation for possession of a controlled substance and burglary. Officers responded to a local motel where Lippert was taken into custody. During a search of his motel room, officers located bear mace and narcotics. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say a man who was speeding near Redway Elementary School and tried to stab a resident who confronted him had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Authorities say 25-year-old Chase Ganey was ultimately taken down by residents who came to the aid of the man he tried to stab. The victim was not stabbed during the altercation. Ganey arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including assault with a deadly weapon, criminal threats, assault, and driving under the influence. Fortuna Police Officer Jordan Wallstrom is being awarded the Police Life-Saving Medal at the City Council meeting coming up on February 20th. He'll be presented with the award for saving the life of a Fortuna resident last month during an emergency. On January 21st, Wallstrom was dispatched to a medical call as a man bleeding from a post-surgical procedure. After arriving, Wallstrom assessed the situation and applied a pressure dressing, but the bandage was insufficient to stem the flow of blood. Wallstrom instead applied a combat application tourniquet. The man's condition was stabilized by those actions prior to medical responders arriving on the scene and very likely saved the man's life. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.